Sudanning zolim rahbari Umar al-Bashir bu hafta oxirida Saudiya Arabistonida o'tadigan xalqaro sammitga taklif qilingani keskin qarshilik uyg'otgan. Bashir xalqaro jinoiy sud tomonidan urush jinoyatlarida ayblangan. Tafsilotlar bilan men Navbahori Mamova.
Sudan's president Umar al-Bashir has been charged by the International Criminal Court with the most grave crimes under international law.
BMT qoshidagi xalqaro jinoiy sud Bashirni 2009-yildan beri qamoqqa olishga urinadi. Sudan prezidenti adolatdan qochayotgan lider deb ko'riladi. Inson huquqlari bo'yicha Human Rights Watch tashkiloti vakili Eliza Kepler dediki, AQSh va boshqa yirik davlatlarning rahbarlari qatnashadigan yig'inga Bashirning ham borishi xalqaro hamjamiyat uchun sharmandalik. Axir u o'z xalqini qirib kelmoqda, dedi mutaxassis.
For alleged responsibility for abuses in Darfur. The charges are genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. There really is nothing more serious.
Bashir xalqaro qonunlarni qo'pol ravishda buzib, Darfur mintaqasida norasida odamlarni o'ldirishni buyurgan va qatliomlarga boshchilik qilgan odam, dedi Kepler. Genotsid, urush jinoyatlari, insoniyatga qarshi jinoyatlarda ayblangan shaxs. Bundan ham jiddiyroq sabab bo'lishi mumkinmi uni xalqaro sammitga taklif qilmaslik uchun, deya so'raydi Kepler.
To the extent that Bashir can travel without problem.
Prezident Donald Tramp Riyodga bormasligi kerak, dedi Erik Rivs, Garvard universitetidan ekspert. Amerika uchun bu inson huquqlari va adolat eng yuqori o'rindagi qadriyat ekanini isbotlash imkoniyatidir, dedi u.
ICC and so Trump is contributing to that with his presence.
Bashirning bemalol dunyo kezib yurishi xalqaro jinoiy sud yuziga oyoq qo'yish bilan barobar. Tramp esa tomoshabinmi, dedi Rivs. Sudan hukumati masala yuzasidan lom-lim demaydi.
So this isn't a departure from Saudi policy on Bashir, but it is of course notable that he's being invited to a kind of summit where President Trump would be present.
Saudiya Arabistoni Sudan rahbari bilan apoq-chapoq, dedi David Bosco, amerikalik huquqshunos. Xalqaro jinoiy sud va adolat Riyod uchun umuman muhim emas, dedi olim.
And US officials have not met with Bashir and they've had a policy of avoiding meeting with Bashir and so Saudi Arabia's put the United States in a difficult position here.
Amerika rasmiylari Bashir bilan uchrashmaydi, orada aloqa yo'q. Lekin mezbon Saudiya Arabistoni ekan, taklifnoma ulardan borgan. Tramp kelayotganini ular nazarga olmagan, dedi David Bosco. Oq uyning xalqaro jinoiy sudga munosabati mavhum. AQSh unga a'zo emas.
It is important to recognize that we're in a different world with the Trump administration regarding the ICC than we were with the Obama administration.
Obama ma'muriyati bu sudni hurmat qilar edi. Unga kirmasa-da xalqaro qonunlarni himoya qilar edi. Trump ma'muriyati hozircha bundan uzoq, dedi Bosco.
The Obama administration, while, you know, wasn't going to push to join the court, was fairly friendly toward it. The Trump administration, it's much less clear, you know, how friendly this administration is going to be to the court.
Davlat departamenti Sudan rahbari qabih jinoyatlarda ayblanar ekan, uni xalqaro sammit va muloqotlardan uzoqlashtirish kerak deb keladi. Bashir qamoqqa olinishi kerak, deya bayon qiladi AQSh diplomatlari. Lekin Amerika Sudanga nisbatan ayrim sanksiyalarni bu yil bekor qilgan. Bashir yaqin o'tmishda Janubiy Afrika va Iordaniyada bo'ldi. Bu hukumatlar BMT talabini qondirmagan, ya'ni uni qamoqqa olmagan. Saudiya Arabistoni esa AQSh singari xalqaro jinoiy sudga a'zo emas va uning oldida javob bermaydi. Navbahor Imamova, Amerika ovozi radiosi uchun.